migration, enhancing recovery, and delivering lasting energy to conquer every challenge. Fit by Batra. Fit for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. President Akainde Ichiram has refused to sign to the public gatherings bill, saying it is against public interest. And five candidate aspirants sue ECZ over candle symbol. For the details, my name is Kalunga. Trump and Iran trade new threats after strikes exchanged.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
President Akainde Ichiram has declined to assent to the public gatherings bill, saying the legislation is undemocratic and against public interest. The public gatherings bill is among bills as an assembly meet. The public gatherings bill. I beg your pardon. According, the Public Gatherings Bill, rather, is among the bills that were passed by the National Assembly in the final days of the last sitting. According to Parliament sources, President Ichiram sent back the bill on the 29th of May, saying that he had reservations to proceed and assent. The Public Gatherings Bill dictated that a person who intends to hold a public gathering shall at least 5 days before the proposed date of a public gathering notify the police and get clearance for the proceedings. The Act further described public gathering as an assembly, meeting, procession, or demonstration of three or more people in a public space. It also included public place to mean any highway, marketplace, square, road, street, bridge, or other way which is lawfully used by the public, including a building. Zambians from all walks of life had expressed concern over the bill, with critics and civil society organizations saying that this would be a disastrous law and worse than the Public Order Act. The All Africa Conference of Churches, AACC, has expressed concern over the continued impasse surrounding the burial of Zambia's 60th Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu and has called for a swift resolution to the matter. Speaking on the sidelines of the KTC call on the Council of Churches in Zambia Secretariat in Lusaka today, AACC Programs Director Lismore Ezekiel says that the prolonged delay in laying the former head of state to rest was attracting attention beyond Zambia's borders, with many across the continent and the international community eager to see the matter resolved. Reverend Ezekiel noted that Zambia has long enjoyed a reputation as a peaceful nation and a beacon of stability on the African continent. He observed that the continued uncertainty surrounding the burial of the late president was unfortunate and had potential to send the wrong message about the country, known for its ability to resolve differences through dialogue and mutual understanding.
We are worried, we are concerned that because it is sending a wrong signal about Zambia, that is known to be a peaceful nation, one Zambia, one people, and this slogan. So we are hoping, and praying that the matter will be disposed of and the former president, the late His Excellency Edgar Lungu, will be given a befitting burial.
Five independent aspiring members of parliament have commenced legal proceedings against the Electoral Commission of Zambia over the unlawful use of handling of the candle symbol. The five include Zagari Nkombo of Mazabuga Central, Faith Lungu of Malambo East, Iris Kayingo of Mwandi, Michael Chulu of Malambo West, and Simon Mulenga Mwila, independent aspiring mayor of Lusaka. Recently, the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ directed all independent aspirants in the August elections not to use the candle symbol. Some of the aspirants also raised concerns and challenged the ECZ over campaign materials that have already been printed and distributed, calling it a waste of resources. And representing the candidate, Simon Muila Mulenga, says that the matter is not about a mere symbol, but about fairness, respect for the rule of law, and protecting the democratic rights of independent candidates and voters. He emphasized that no institution is above the law, and that the case aims to safeguard the integrity of Zambia's electoral process while ensuring every candidate is treated fairly. Mr. Mwela added that despite the court process, their commitment to communities remains unchanged.
We gave ECZ 24 hours to respond to our queries as independent candidates, and due to the fact that they have not responded from the time 24 hours elapsed, we have since proceeded to file in two courts our notice of application for leave to apply for judicial review. So once that application is granted, then we'll let you know.
The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue has condemned reported acts of violence in several parts of the country ahead of the 13th of August 2026 elections. ZCID board chairperson Joyce Msenge says that violence undermines the integrity of the electoral process, the will of the Zambian voters, regardless of who commits it. Ms. Msenge has called on the Zambia Police Service to investigate incidents reported in Kitwe, Central, Chawama, and other areas, hold perpetrators accountable, and provide security for candidates, teams, and voters. She reminded political parties that Zambia's democracy offers lawful channels such as ECZ conflict management committees and the courts to resolve disputes without confrontation. Mr. Msenge urged party leaders and supporters to show tolerance and respect for divergent views, stressing that no political ambition justifies bloodshed. She appealed for a peaceful use of remaining campaign period and asked the Electoral Commission of Zambia to consider extending campaigns in affected constituencies to avoid disadvantaging candidates on voters. Ms. Msenge reaffirmed a commitment to fostering dialogue among political parties and supporting free and peaceful electoral processes.
While democracy, by its very nature, is about the contest of ideas and the competition for political power, stakeholders and actors must remain unequivocal, as no political ambition may justify violence, and no office warrants bloodshed. ZCID further urges party leaders, candidates, supporters, and the general public to cultivate a culture of tolerance.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested five more officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock and slapped additional charges on three others in the ongoing investigation into alleged misappropriation of more than 300 million kwacha under the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project. ACC Acting Head Corporate Affairs, Corporate Communications Manager Chilo Fretisanga Said says the arrests are following investigations into the suspected diversion of funds from the $10 million project, which was established to support livestock infrastructure development across the country. Mr. Sanga says that the three officials who were previously arrested in the matter have now been handed additional charges. They are accountant Emmanuel Ojilala, senior livestock production officer Ake Mwalilimo, and the principal livestock research officer, Henry Sichone. She explained that Mr. Jilala has been charged with two counts of corrupt acquisition of public property or revenue and one count of false accounting involving one with more than 136.5 million kwacha that was allegedly intended for project activities. Mr. Mwalilino is facing seven counts of corrupt acquisition of public property or revenue and one count of false accounting in relation to more than 11.8 million kwacha, while Mr. Sichone has been charged with four counts of corrupt acquisition of public property or revenue, four counts of false accounting, and three counts of abuse of authority of office involving over 17 million kwacha. The commission has also arrested chief accountant Philip Kambole Sikazwe, who is facing charges of corrupt acquisition of public property, false accounting, abuse of authority of office, and possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, The alleged offences involve irregular transactions exceeding 39 million kwacha, as well as properties and motor vehicles valued at 10.7 million kwacha. All eight suspects have been released on bond and expected to appear in court.